because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, brand new second date update. We got Ron on the line this morning. Ron, what's going on, man? Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. It's going.
Hey. Like, yeah. Ron Weasley from Harry Potter.
Ron Weasley?
Yeah.
Weasley.
That, yeah, yeah,
the,
Weasley.
The ginger guy.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Oh, do you really?
I
you
bet.
Know who's hot is Hermades?
Hermaphrodite?
Hermaphrodite?
No, not that.
Little twig, little berry.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Yeah, hermaphrodite, fine.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, she's... How old is she?
She's old enough.
She's late 20s,
yeah,
huh?
She's old enough.
She's fine, man. Yeah, she good. Okay, anyway, Weasley, tell us about your date. What happened, Ron?
Well, I met this girl, Darcy, on Hinge. And, you know, I'm just really confused because we have this insane chemistry from the moment we met up. But you would just feel it. It was magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
And we got drinks. And afterwards, we decided to head back to my place. And the night couldn't have gone any better. You know, it wasn't just about the physical stuff, but there was a lot of physical stuff. I think we really bonded on a psychological level.
Wow.
And, you know, after we had our fun, you know, we laid and talked about everything. We had these really deep conversations and just really connected. And, you know, we even talked about seeing each other again, and I haven't heard from her, and I don't understand why.
Man, you want them passionate lovemakers,
really?
Aren't
yeah,
you?
Right. Bruh,
you make eye contact and stuff.
Deep conversations.
Yeah, it is. If it's on the first night with a girl that you met on a dating app, she making like true eye contact, I'm like...
Yikes, yeah.
Ooh, hey.
It's staring into my soul.
Can we focus on what we're doing and not what's going on within each other?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, wow, it sounds like a very deep connection that you had. Obviously, for her to have stuck around after the depths for which y'all went and to have the conversation y'all had, what was discussed? Was everything cool, or?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about our dreams and... It was good. It was all good.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I've had some good conversations.
After
post-coitus? not to what he's talking about. That looked like
that's very deep
psychological.
Well, and it depends what category of dreams you're speaking of. It's like, girl, man, my dream is to, like, you and then this other girl I matched with on Hinge.
Oh!
And then a horse. And then,
yeah. With tequila in Mexico.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, Ron, you know what? There's only one way to find out. We got to give her a call, see what happened. You said her name was Darcy, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what's weird? I went to a girl, high school with a girl named Darcy, also redhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like Hermaphrodite or Ron Weasley.
Hermione. Yeah, like Ron.
Okay, like Ron. Okay, cool. Ron, are you ginger?
No, I'm a brown-haired guy.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh.
What did they call Lindsay Lohan? What did they... Fire crotch or something like that? Ron, let's give Darcy a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Kimmy, Joe, and myself do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can reconnect the two of you, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Hello, is this Darcy by chance?
Yes, who is this?
Hey, Darcy, it's the Keola Show with Kimmy Karuba and Fat Joe.
What's up, girl?
Good morning, Sister Darcy.
No way. Did I win something? Oh, my God, I love you guys.
We love you, too. Thank you.
You won a conversation with us.
Yeah, you won our wireless presents.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it. Oh my God, how's baby Kate?
That's good. Hold on, you get the baby Kate song. Here we go.
This is my baby Kate.
That's right.
This is my baby Kate.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby Kate.
Yeah.
This is my baby Kate.
Who that?
This is my baby Kate.
Come on.
This is my baby Kate.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby Kate.
Where you be at, baby Kate?
Yeah, boy. Baby Kate is doing good. He's getting all big. I've been applying him to preschools.
Well,
do you remember that phase with Makua and Kahia?
Well, luckily, my wife was the one that did all the application work because you can understand why.
Yeah, she works for the DOE. Makes sense.
Well, that and it's me.
And it's you.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I love that. What was one of the questions? You should have Joe answer. Joe, what would you say?
Oh, hold on. Actually, I can pull this up because Kimmy had to assist me with the formatting of PDF, I am very not proficient at.
No, I just put a photo on there. That was easy.
It helped me out more than you could ever know, sister, so I appreciate you. Here would be one of the questions. I wish to have my child attend said preschool and kindergarten because...
Well, because when next year, when I write this letter and send it to you, my child gonna be too old for your school.
In case you don't know this, Fat Joe has a problem when he writes letters, Darcy, that he tends to date the letter
before
a lot further in the future.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, he dated his letters in the past. So in other words, he had a traffic issue
infraction,
where he got caught infraction for speeding. And today is what, the 26th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he got the traffic ticket today. He writes the letter tomorrow, being September 16th. He'll write a letter to the judge asking him to give him an easy out, but yet post-date the letter as September 13th, as in 2 days prior to the actual infraction occurring, as if he's like the Nostradamus of traffic violations.
Kind of crazy.
Well, I had to take in the factor that it's going to get mailed to him, it's just going to take that long, yeah.
Anyway, Baby K's doing very well. Me, I'm out of answers when it comes to preschool applications. I mean, for crying out loud, one of them was a $120 application fee.
That's ridiculous.
How much it costs to apply to University of Washington.
I'm pretty sure that was more than some of my college applications. I think they were like $70 or something.
Oh, it didn't include the transaction fee, which is $3 and change.
Of course it is.
So it was like $123.12 or something like that.
Annoying.
Oh my gosh, dang it.
So if you don't get accepted, you get your money back.
Yeah, if I don't get it's better. $123 better be more of a spot reserved.
For real.
Yes.
Yeah. but I'm really excited for him to go to preschool. Anyway, Darcy, I'm sorry. Thank you for hearing my little Baby K stuff and Fat Joe's failure to date his letters properly.
That's my life, yeah.
Yeah, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we called for a reason. There was a guy you met on Hinge. You guys had quite the connection from the way it was described to us.
Yep.
Went back home to, I'm assuming, one of your guys' places. Followed by very deep conversation, very soul searching in one another's eyes, looking to the pits and the epitome of
pits,
the pits of your abyss.
Well,
there's fun things to find.
I'm sorry, that's how I feel about romance right now.
Yeah,
it's a dark abyss.
I think I understand.
It's a perpetual pit.
It's a pit.
It just never comes to an end.
It's a black hole.
It's a black hole of confusion. And anyway, okay. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah. Is this about Juan?
Yes.
So
what happened? He sounds like a good dude. He's really into you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really nice. No, he's like the creepiest human I've ever met.
Oh, creepiest human?
Wait, why?
What happened?
We went out and had some drinks, and, I was really attracted to him, and we had lots of fun, and, I think we were feeling good, and things were like, conversation was flowing, and I thought, maybe this is like a real connection, and we started talking, and I found out some things that, like, kind of made me feel a little bit sick. Like, I knew that when we went on the date that he was taking some classes, but I didn't know what he was studying until we were, like, laying there together. And so that he tells me, like, he's studying mortuary science.
Mortuary science?
Like funerals.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, like, like dead bodies.
Would he be the one that would be, what is it, embalming bodies and such?
Formaldehyde and all that? Yeah.
Oh, what do they call those again? Curators?
Undertakers?
Undertakers?
curators.
What is a curator again?
The curator's at like an
someone
art museum.
Someone who hosts an event or something?
Yeah, the curator like at an art museum. They're the one who collects all the paintings and puts them
in one collects dead
the bodies.
He's a curator of...
That?
Morbidness.
I don't think he puts them on display. I don't think that's what they do.
Well, I've seen some movies.
Right.
have you watched Hannibal?
Yes, I have actually. That's right. The series. Yes, it's one of the episodes. I think it's the first one.
They do that a few times.
In the church.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so it's a very important and necessary profession, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a lot of compassion, and I can appreciate that.
I couldn't
but,
do it.
The whole thing kind of freaked me out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really what he said after he told me that was like, oh, God, red flag. we were still flirty and talking about, you know, kind of sexy stuff. And he said that he had this fantasy. I really shouldn't have asked. He asked me if I would be willing to take like a really cold bath or like an ice bath and then like lay very still while we...
Ew!
Oh my God! Are you...
Wait a minute!
What?
Did you run out of the house?
Oh my...
Yikes!
Did he want you to like apply? What do you girls apply to your face? Foundation or powder?
Oh, to be like really pale.
Yeah.
Oh! Isn't the body part still functionable though when you're at that state?
I don't know. Oh my god!
Okay, I think he has a preoccupation with death, and that's kind of.
Oh.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So did you run? Like, what do you do in that situation?
Like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's go.
That is terrible.
I was trying to be, like, smooth, you know? I was like, oh, man, I got an early morning. Because, like, at that point, I don't know. I don't know this, like, creepy person. I gotta get out.
I hope so.
Sounds like a vampire.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Darcy, I don't. Yeah. We got Ron on the other line. I'm sorry to put you in this position. He called us to call you to figure out why you weren't getting back to him. Ron, how did I? I can't envision of any one night stand or even like second night stand, whatever the case may be, you divulging this morbid, perverse. Oh, dream of yours to some woman and her being, oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
Yes.
Yeah, how did you think that was going to go?
I can't imagine you're ever getting any kind of positive reaction from a woman. And therefore, there's sometimes, which thank goodness I don't have anything near that, not even comparable. But anyone with a little common sense would kind of be like, I should probably repress that and talk to a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are, everyone's taking it. Darcy, you're taking it the completely wrong way. I like the feeling of cold against hot. You know, like haven't you kissed someone after ice cream or something cold? It's like a very cool sensation.
Okay. Have you?
That's not a bath situation.
True. That's one thing. Have you kissed somebody?
You guys
is like coldness when you're kissing somebody. But like she just said, not the whole body being cold.
Right.
Right. And I don't.
You guys are making me out to be like some kind of murderer, serial killer.
Well, here's what we're going based off of facts right now. So you're currently in classes to become a mortuary what again? Scientist?
Undertaker.
Undertaker? Mortuary? What did she use? Chemist or something?
Technician?
No, she said mortuary something.
Mortuary science?
It's mortuary science. It's
wasn't that far off. Science, mortuary scientist, mortuary science, whatever, right?
Yeah. It's a lucrative position, bro.
Well, the good news is, you never go out of business.
You do not.
But that being said, it's like, that's what we do know about you. Then we know you guys hooked up, and then we know that you communicated to her that one of your, whatever you want to call it, morbid...
Things
in life is
it's just
for the woman to get into an ice cold bath like basically get her body to an unhealthy lower temperature and then have the moment of with her while her body temperature is that.
Well, you gotta heat her back up.
And do you not see the relation between that and your studies?
Sure.
Her eating ice cream and then making out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My fantasy is more like Titanic. You know, like at the end when Rose is hogging the door and Jack's in the water.
And he falls down as a frozen popsicle?
Because she doesn't let him on because she hogged the door. I'm still mad about that.
There's enough room for two people.
There's totally enough room for two people.
Yeah, no, she messed up.
She totally messed up.
No, she's selfish. She didn't deserve the necklace.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But you don't see how anybody not being you would put those two together and see how they coincide with one another and how morbid that is?
They don't. I have a sensation, cold sensation, fantasy, and I don't have to explain myself. I'm not some weird guy.
That sounded kind of weird, man.
It's weird. Like, okay, look, I'm not trying to kink shame or anything, but that is not
I don't think anyone needs to say anything. Just the fact that we all know that is kink shaming, period.
Yes.
Is kink shame, period.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question then, Darcy. I can't believe I'm going to try and argue for another date.
You're going to do it?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
It's cold, bro.
Would it be different? I don't know the answer to this, by the way. What if he were the one to get into an... Well, I don't know how physiologically a man could do this, but if he were to get into an ice-cold bath...
Ooh.
And being that he... You know, Ron, you didn't specify who needed to be hot and cold. You just said that you like the feeling of hot and cold pressed against one another.
Right.
So you didn't specify which gender needed to be hot or which one needed to be cold. What if he were to get in the ice-cold bath...
There you go.
And then... things transpire the way that you would want it to. Would that weird you out? But once again, man, I don't know about you, but when you go in cold water, you're like,
that's impressive.
Yeah, bro, the turtle goes in his shell when you're a kid.
Things disappear, bro. Yeah.
On me.
I mean, look, if he went into the ice cold bath already, at least that wouldn't get cold, huh?
It's gonna get stuck.
Like a shark's dorsal fin.
Right. Well, everything freezes like water, so.
Just keep your
like
hips
I said,
up.
We gotta cater to physiology here.
Right.
Or like an ice shower, and he just turns the other way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, would that be acceptable at all, Darcy?
I don't. Like, over my dead body. Can I say that?
No!
No! Because he might like that, that's why.
Well, this conversation hit a dead end.
Yeah, well. I'm coming back to life from this one, man.
Here we go again. Gosh. Man, I just... What a stiff ending this came to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what's she doing?
Can we put the second date to rest, please?
Oh, yes, please.